This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi guys, welcome back to Pearskin Talk. This is Devin MacArthur. We got some things to talk about today. The topic of the podcast is actually going to be fragrances and skincare. But before we even get started, there's some things I want to talk about based on things I posted on my social media, videos I found, and some are a little scary. So we'll talk about first the at-home chemical peel. Goodness gracious, you guys, things can really go wrong. And if you don't know your skin, if you don't know the acids that your skin can handle, if you don't know the percentage of acids that your skin can handle or how long it should be on or what you do to remove it and how you properly take care of your skin prior to the peel or after the peel, so many things can go wrong. And this video that I posted, seriously, you can see it on my TikTok. And by the way, please follow me on TikTok. I'm trying to get to 1,000 and I'm at like 7 something right now. And I just want to get to 1,000 so I can go live. So if you're listening, please go to TikTok at PearSkinOC and push that follow button. I would really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Okay, sidetracked. So this chemical peel, she didn't even give details. You just see her face. And it actually looks like she even put it on her eyelids, which is insane. You do not put it on your eyes. Like, you do not. First of all, you can just get it inside your eye and out acid in your eyeball, like very painful. But that skin, the skin around your eyes and on your eyes, whatever, is about 7 times thinner than the rest of your face. Thinner. So it just has to be treated differently. Now, sometimes when you're, I don't even want to tell you guys this, so I'm not going to, because I don't want to encourage anybody to do it. But you know, most peels have to be neutralized. Most of the time, not most of the time, all the time, you need to prep your skin, get your skin ready for these peels. And if you're not doing that, I mean, that alone could cause the damage, but using the wrong peels could cause damage. It's not worth it. And I know people are always looking for shortcuts so they don't have to pay for a professional to do it. But honestly, you guys, there's a reason why. It's not just so estheticians can make money. That's not what it's all about for us, or at least it's not for me. It's about you not hurting your skin and not damaging your skin permanently. Because yes, you can permanently damage your skin. You can cause more hyperpigmentation. You can cause hypopigmentation, which is where your skin completely loses melanin, and then that's it. You're just going to have that spot. And it's not worth it. I promise you guys, it's not worth it. It should be supervised by an esthetician, somebody who knows what they're doing. Okay, so go check out that video if you really want to see what it looks like. I wish she had given more, I don't know, maybe I'll check again, but she didn't give more information on what happened, but I'm very, very curious. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is acne patches. Most of these work. You know, if you've got a pimple, put it on over at night and it's great, no problem. But people who have like full-blown acne like all over, it's just silly. I don't even want to say silly because I don't want to be, I know they're just trying to figure it out and they're just struggling, whatever. But just using acne patch, or not just, I don't know what these people are doing, but using acne patches when you really have acne all over, it's almost like a waste of product because something more needs to be done. When your whole face has acne and you're targeting, you know, 4 or 5, it's just, I hate to use the word silly, but I don't know what other word to use. Like I said, they're trying their best, but I just don't think that's enough. There's just so much more that has to go into a skincare routine, and putting patches on at night is not going to solve the problem. The video that I showed, her face looked no different. Now, I've seen other videos where people have been like, oh, I have this pimple and look how much better my pimple is the next morning. Yes, that's perfect. But the video that I posted, you couldn't even see that there was any difference because there's too much going on. Does that make sense? Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is Saint makeup. Now, I'm just not a fan. I don't, the amount of makeup it looks like these people are putting on, and it just looks like, I just have never been a fan just looking at it. And, you know, I used to do makeup, so I feel like I know more than just anybody. So this person did a review on it, and basically she said she didn't like it, you know, whatever. She wasn't, there was no disrespect, there was no whatever. She didn't buy it from a consultation, so she wasn't coming at anybody. She absolutely got attacked in the comments. And guess who by? All the Saint people selling the product. They thought being rude and attacking her was the way to go. All that makes me want to do is never go near your product again, because that's how you treat people. That's disgusting. And she did a follow-up review. Somebody reached out to her, I think she has a friend or something like that who sells it. I don't know. Anyway, she got color matched right. And so she did another video and she even said, I actually like it, but she's not going to buy it. And that's how I would feel, because why would you want to support people who act like that? To think that you can't go on social media or whatever and give somebody an honest review of a product. She didn't tear it apart. She wasn't like rude. She was just like, here's my review. Like, she bought the product herself. She didn't owe anybody anything. She's allowed to do that. And people do it all over social media all the time. And I just, she made a comment, something like, if you don't like this product, don't tell them. And I'm like, yeah. You got to keep that a secret because they will come after you. And that's just another reason why I don't like MLMs, like this bully mentality. And I'm not a fan. And don't come at me and tell me I don't know about MLMs and all that, because I do. I was in them. I know how it works. I know how you make money. I know how everybody loses money. It's like, I think the number is like 99% of people fail. Like, just, it's fine if you want to sell it, whatever you do, whatever you want to do. But to come at somebody is unacceptable in my book. Like, she was so nice. And even in her second review on it, I felt like she was still really, really nice. It was classy. That's what it was. It was just classy. So she is on my TikTok and Instagram. I tagged her because I want her to know that, you know, I support her. I mean, she doesn't know me, but I just, you know, I want to know that I'm on her side. And it's unbelievable that people would treat people like that. Imagine if people did reviews on L'Oreal and L'Oreal people came at people and they're like, oh my gosh, and da-da-da, you don't know what you're talking about. You're just lazy. Like, what? It's so insane. I don't know where these people are ridiculous. And like, by the way, husbands came after her too. Like, just stop. Just stop. I hate all this nastiness. I really do. I dislike it. I'm not a fan of it. I try to be nice because I think it's much easier. I don't want conflict in my life, but I can get really upset when I see it happening because I just think it's unnecessary. Anyways, those are the things that I wanted to talk about before we got started on the actual topic. And I think I might start doing that, is kind of talking about some of the things that I posted during the week so that I can really get it all out and give you guys a different perspective, or people who aren't on social media or don't pay attention to social media, or maybe don't even follow me, but you hear this, so you get a different side of it. But, or maybe you just missed a video or something, but there you go. So maybe we'll start doing that on each episode. All right. So why don't we just get started on this episode. And we're going to talk about fragrances and skincare, which quite honestly, I find interesting. And hopefully you guys will too. All right, here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Okay, so this is a topic that I think raises a lot of eyebrows. There are a lot of misconceptions about fragrances and skincare products. And I have to say that one of my favorite things to do lately is debunk skincare myths. You guys know that. I love it. I post a lot of my TikTok and my other social media, and people come up with some crazy things to do to their skin. And I'm trying to help. I mean, those that want the help. Decipher what is good and what is bad. God, there's a lot of bad out there. Anyway, so fragrances fits right in because it has been deemed an irritant in the skincare industry, or I don't even know within the industry, but definitely outside the industry. People, customers, clients, whatever, like, I don't want, like, it has to be fragrance free, it has to be, you know, whatever. And I am no different. At the beginning, when I first became an esthetician, I didn't think that fragrances were good to use on the skin. But 11 years in, I know the truth. This is the advantage of working in an industry longer, because you start to learn more things and start to realize what's true, what's not, and what is not as big of a deal as others. So when I was in makeup school over 20 years ago, my gosh, time flies. Like, it flies. I can't. Anyways, I learned what the difference between fragrance-free and unscented was. I always thought that unscented was the better way to go, but that isn't necessarily true. Unscented means that more ingredients were added to the product to actually hide the natural scent of a product. Fragrance-free means that nothing additional has been added to change the smell of the product. So if you're worried about irritants, about extra stuff, whatever, fragrance-free is probably the way to go. I think most people are going to be okay either way. There are three types of fragrances used: essential oils, natural, and synthetic. Essential oils, those are pretty self-explanatory, right? Like, we know what those are. And then you have natural fragrance, and that means that they are naturally occurring and usually come from plants. Sometimes they can be derived from animals, but that's not really what is happening anymore. And then you have synthetic, and this means that fragrances are synthesized in a lab. They are made to either mimic a naturally occurring fragrance ingredient that may or not be easily sustainable to source, or they are used to create its very own scent. When you see fragrance on a label, it could be a mix of any of these three. And before you start thinking that you want to make sure that all of your products are naturally fragranced, slow down. One is not better than the other. Any of these can potentially cause irritation. Now, one of the main reasons I believe that people think they need to stay away from fragrances is because of allergies. Here's the thing, though. According to the American Academy of Dermatology, only about 1% of the population has a true fragrance allergy. What needs to be watched is the dosage that is used. Fragrances can cause irritation to the skin, but that is actually different than an allergy. Too much of anything can be bad for the skin. Bottom line is that fragrances are not bad unless they are bad for your skin. So many skincare lines watch their fragrance levels these days. Most of the time, your skin will be fine. If you have rosacea or eczema, or if you're prone to chronic inflammation and stuff like that, stay clear of it as much as you can. But that still doesn't mean, like, you know, if it's in their formula, you know, most of the time it's 1% or less. You're just not getting a lot of it. So there are some people who just don't care for certain fragrances, and that's okay too, obviously, but that doesn't mean they are allergic. I'm someone who is careful about scents. I really dislike vanilla, lavender, and patchouli. Those are my, I cannot with those three. And I don't want to use anything on my body that is too strong. A light fragrance is fine. So that comes to everything. Like, I don't want my skincare products to be overwhelming when I apply them on my skin. And so all the skincare products that I actually use and retail are the same. The only product in all my years of doing this that I've had, I think like two or three people have problems with, is the SkinScript Cucumber Toner. And it's only because they're like, I don't like the smell of cucumber. I'm like, all right, and that's it. I actually can only think of two people right now in my 11 years. So sometimes it's just down to a particular smell that somebody doesn't like, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's an irritant to their skin. They don't like it, and that's okay. I've had, actually, now that I think about it, I've had a few people tell me they didn't like the smell of the grapeseed oil, which is so funny to me because I can't really smell anything. And I feel like as someone who is sensitive to smells, like, I don't know, I thought that was interesting. But, you know, maybe they just didn't want to use the grapeseed oil and they're looking for an excuse. I don't know. It's always possible they just didn't like the smell, and that is absolutely okay. When I use like a lotion, nothing is ever heavily perfumed. Now, I do wear perfumes, but I'm picky about the smells. I don't like anything too strong. I don't want my perfume to be in a room after I've already left. Okay, so I'm careful. Candles, I keep them very, you know, lightly scented, you know, all that, because you don't want to offend anybody. So I think scents can be very individual. And I think that I'm always surprised when somebody like buys somebody a perfume, because I think that's a hard thing to buy for somebody, but what do I know? Anyways, so bottom line, you guys, fragrances for the most part are gonna be okay. Just pay attention. Just pay attention to what you're using. But because natural, and these are in quotations, natural and clean are buzzwords right now, companies, I think, are being a little bit more careful. But just remember that natural does not always mean better. And that's in everywhere that word is used. So just be careful, because remember, I always say that, you know, just because somebody slaps a word on a bottle doesn't mean that that's what's going to keep you from having your skin irritated or having an allergic reaction or whatever. So you just always have to pay attention to your skin and how your skin reacts to products. It's why I always send samples to clients before they purchase a full skincare routine, because I feel you have to try them out to see, do you like the smell? And these are things I say to the client. You have to make sure you like the way they smell, the way they feel, all those things on your skin. It's not just about, you know, do they work? If you don't like the smell of something, you're probably not going to want to put it on. I mean, it just is like, it's a natural thing. You just don't gravitate towards it because you're like, ugh, I don't like that smell. So anyways, what do you guys think? You know, send me a message. I'd like to know, do you try to stay away from fragrances? Do you have a problem with them? What scents don't you like? I don't know. Send me some messages. I like to hear, I like feedback. Anyways, I hope you guys have a great week. I hope you have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. I'm not going to be able to talk about it after this episode, my favorite holiday. I'm ready for some corned beef and cabbage and Irish soda bread. Oh, I cannot wait. Cannot wait. My favorite meal probably of the year. Anyways, I hope you guys have a good one. It is on a Friday night, so if you're going to be drinking from 6 a.m. on, please don't drive. All right, guys, I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. I post lots of skincare tips and videos. You can find me at TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can always visit my website and my online store. If you're local and interested in receiving one of my treatments, all of my services are on there, and you can even book from there too. You can also find my skincare coaching if you want to have a virtual consultation with me so that I can help you with your skin. And lastly, but so important, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Besides sharing it with your friends and family, this is the best way to help it grow. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time.